This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden arrived in Hawaii on Monday to view the widespread damage from recent Maui wildfires, meet with survivors, and fend off criticism that his government was too slow to respond to the disaster. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner has more.
So far, Hawaiian authorities have confirmed that the fires have killed at least 114 people on the island, but only a few of those have been identified, as a search for human remains continues, leaving Maui stuck in a state of uncertainty and grief almost 2 weeks later.
Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau on Monday said some people in Canada were facing horrific situations from wildfire devastation during a news conference in the Atlantic province of Prince Edward Island.
Canadians from coast to coast to coast are watching in horror the images of apocalyptic devastation and fires going on in communities that so many of us know and so many of us have friends in.
Wildfires ravaging Canada's British Columbia province are showing some signs of easing, and the weather conditions should improve through Monday into Tuesday, though crews are still battling quote-unquote epic blazes, emergency officials said. Greece's Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis has pledged to keep up military support for Ukraine for as long as it takes during talks in Athens with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. He also voiced willingness Monday to help with post-war rebuilding. Zelensky flew to the Greek capital for his fourth visit to a European capital in 3 days and was to attend an informal meeting of Balkan leaders with top European Union officials later Monday. This is VOA News. West African nations have rejected a call by Niger's coup leaders for a 3-year transition back to democracy as the crisis hit country's neighbors weigh whether to take military action. Timothy Obuzu reports for VOA from Abuja, Nigeria.
The ECOWAS Commissioner for Political Affairs, Peace and Security, Abdel Fattah Musa, spoke to a Nigerian television channel Monday. Fattah Musa said the 3-year transition plan proposed by Niger's military junta was unacceptable, adding that the regional bloc ECOWAS insists on the return of constitutional order as quickly as possible. He said the junta proposed the transition plan as a distraction to remain in power for longer. Timothy Obiezu for VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
Nigerian President Bola Tinubu has sworn in a new cabinet of 45 ministers with a promise to fast-track reforms aimed at improving lives in Africa's biggest economy and most populous country. Tinubu swore the ministers in on Monday in the capital, Abuja, and charged them with accountability and selfless service. The cabinet is Nigeria's largest in more than 20 years and contains fewer than 20% women. Several loyalists of Tinubu and members of his party were on the list of ministers. Nurse Lucy Letby, Britain's most prolific serial child killer in modern times, will spend the rest of her life behind bars for murdering 7 newborn babies and trying to kill another 6, a judge ordered on Monday. Reuters correspondent Edward Barn reports.
The 33-year-old murdered the 5 baby boys and 2 baby girls at the neonatal unit of Countess of Chester Hospital in northern England over 13 months from 2015. She injected the infants with insulin or air, or force-fed them milk. Letby refused to leave the cells to hear the sentencing delivered by Judge James Goss.
There was a deep malevolence bordering on sadism in your actions.
A handwritten note reading, "I am evil, I did this," was found during a police search of her home after her arrest.
Reuters correspondent Edward Barron. A tense calm held Monday in Cyprus after the United Nations accused Turkish Cypriot forces of assaulting peacekeepers attempting to block road construction in the divided island's buffer zone. It was the most serious incident of its kind in years on the East Mediterranean island and drew widespread international condemnation. The confrontation occurred on Friday in an ethnically mixed village in the UN-patrolled buffer zone between the two areas. I'm Joe Ramsey.